Hello at Marketing for Changemakers, the podcast for all social entrepreneurs who want to learn how to become successful in marketing and at the same time be transparent, honest and sustainable. You want to have an impact and change the world with your business? Everyone should learn about your project. With Marketing for Changemakers, I will support you in all these questions. I will provide you with a lot of tips, insights and ideas and show you how to create a successful marketing strategy that fits your sustainable business. My name is Zina and I'm happy that you will listen to my podcast. Thank you so much. It's great to have you here again at Marketing for Changemakers for another episode. Today's guest is Marielle. She's from Slow Fashion World. And I know her quite well because we work on several projects together, and we also had a presentation last week in Sweden at a university. And the two of us, we met 1 year ago, I think, and I also supported her a little bit in the beginning of Slow Fashion World, her project. But I think it's better if you introduce yourself, Marielle, and tell all the listeners what Slow Fashion World is about and what you're doing.
Hello, Sina. Thank you so much for your invitation. I'm so excited to be here. And yes, I am Mariel Jumpa. I am a social entrepreneur. I come from Peru and I've been living in Europe since 2010. I am now in Sweden, where I registered the company Slow Fashion World in 2017. So actually, when I met Sina, it was a couple of months that this started. But behind all of this is research for many years. I used to be a flight attendant, so I had a lot of opportunities to travel and connect with people around Latin America. So that was one of my passions, travel and connect with local people, creatives, and one of the ways for me to give back was to create something that can connect people into doing other type of activities or try to promote themselves. So that's why I also built a community later on. The reason why I created this Slow Fashion World is to empower, connect, and enable these collaborations between Europe and Latin America as first stage. And I work with social and ethical companies, especially sustainable fashion brands that work between these two markets. And basically, yes, it's been an exciting ride. We have been growing all this year. We have connected people from many parts of the world, and we've been doing events, showrooms, exhibitions, and well, last week we had the chance with you, Sina, to create our first lecture in sustainability in marketing. So it's very exciting because basically what we do is raise awareness to all these type of activities in order to maximize the impact and create some transformation, no? Not only for companies, but also at the end for the conscious citizens.
And for me, what's very impressive about your work and what you do is, I mean, you started Slow Fashion World in 2017. It's not that long ago, but you already created a very thriving and powerful community on not only Facebook, but also on Instagram. And you have more than 10K followers, right? I'm not sure about the exact number right now, but it's very interesting how you did this. And I'm also part of your Facebook group, and I can see how active people are in there and how strong this community is. And for me, this is very, very inspirational and motivational how you do it. So maybe you can give a little bit more on this.
I will definitely. Well, actually, this is a part of a couple years of research as well, and trying to also find people that wanted to be in a common conversation. So the launch was actually for social media in 2016, and the Facebook group was at the end. So I actually pre-studied the market and tried to understand what was the thing that was I was passionate about. So this actually took some time. But in order to create that a thriving community, I really, really utilize all my knowledge, my commitment, and, you know, the passion for connecting people. More I can say as well that the tool or vehicle that I use for this community is fashion, because, as you know, Sina, this is one of the most polluting industries, but at the same time, there is also a lot of creative people that wants to be a change makers. So my idea was not to do this alone, because I believe that there are several persons in this world that wants to take action and just connect the threads, connect people. And now you can see that they feel empowered, they feel connected, and they're ready to do things. They design, they act locally, but they showcase globally and they communicate globally. And that is the end goal for slow fashion or community. We want to become a movement, and we want to reach those conscious citizens in order to make an impact. So yes, you can say we are a global network with more than 1,600 members, and we over all social media platforms, we are now hitting 11,000. So we are really happy about that. And we are following with our three pillars, which is sustainability, inclusion. We want to build a very inclusive community of people that consider themselves change makers and that they can be part of the change. And at the end, that would be innovation, both social and technological. So this is the way we are operating through the community.
It's great. I mean, I'm also part of your community, so I know how it works. And I really like the way how you present change makers. So for everyone who doesn't know Slow Fashion World or the community Marielle built, she's presenting change makers for different countries. And maybe you can give a little bit more information on how you build it.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes. Well, actually, the idea is for those change makers to build some sort of criteria. Of course, we're not focusing on the how many followers they have, but what kind of impact they do. So every Monday from this year, we have been choosing the Monday for change makers. And we have featured very incredible people, not only designers and brands, but also people working as consultants, advisors, people in marketing and media, because we believe that the whole industry has to be all together and that you will find people in each area that are passionate enough to transform the current situation. Right now, our planet is in red figures, so we really need to make a change, and the time is now. So it's so important to uplift this work, because nowadays we live in a world that everything is saturated, information, products, consumerism. So we need to highlight the good stories, because nowadays stories inspire people and people takes action after this. So that is why it's important to continue empowering them, to continue co-creating projects, activities together, because at the end, collective innovation is the future. We cannot do this alone. So I'm really excited to have more than 11 or 12 countries activated with these change makers. And we are really happy to tell your audience that next year we're going to have really good activities in London, in Germany, together with you, and in Spain. I mean, and we are now even activating a little bit more with Latin America. People in Florianópolis, Brazil, they are so excited to hear about a slow fashion world and see how they can become the change. So you can see, Sina, we are making this movement global with the heart, with connection, and with a lot of passion. But it takes time. It takes a lot of structure and also building the right strategy for your community. So this is not happening by luck. This has been a richer for research for many, many years for me, since 2010.
I really like what you just said, that if you want to have an impact or make a change, then you can't do it alone. You need a community. So do you think it's essential for every change maker or like conscious or sustainable entrepreneur to create a community around his service or his product, his platform, his project? And do you think it's crucial marketing strategy?
I think as an international marketer, I think it's really important nowadays to build your own tribe. So whether you like to call it community, tribe, or network, yes, it is important because social media itself is a community platform. You need to speak to your customer, to your audience, to the people you want to, you know, bring that message. So even brands like Adidas, Harley Davidson, Unilever, everybody is now building their own communities because it does not only provide you a door or a window to express or to showcase what you offer to the world, but at the same time, they are your feedback. You can see what is working, what is not working in the short, medium, and long term. So I think it's vital for every entrepreneur, especially social entrepreneurs, to build and find their own community in order to spread the word, but at the same time to you know, to test a little bit around how they are feeling about their product or feeling about their business. So it's a great way to get feedback and improve.
That's so true. And if you think about creating a community, just from entrepreneur's view, what do you think? What is the foundation of it? What is crucial? What do all the listeners out there that want to create a community, what should they know?
Well, I'm going to tell you here a little bit about community management and the big do's and don'ts. I mean, when you're building a community here, you need to follow your passion. You cannot just do whatever you're interested at the moment. It has to be something that you're willing to commit in the long term, because communities are not only for adding members and just having big quantities. That is not what we're looking nowadays, especially now that people are more, you know, conscious about social media and how it works and where to get the feedback or where to read about the reviews in order to order a product or consume. So it's so important that you build a community around your passion, around something that you are willing to learn more. You don't need to be 100% expert, but you need to have the foundation and a lot of passion. Once you build a community and you're ready to, you know, engage with your tribe, you need to be very ethical and sincere. Not always is going to be positive comments, positive posts. Sometimes people are going to give you this feedback. It's okay to have it. Do not delete it. Do not remove it. It's always good for you to always answer the questions, always be interactive, and do not omit or do not ignore your members. It is kind of like impossible when you're having a 10,000 maybe community, but you have to find the right ways. In our case, in the slow fashion world, we post every day, you know, questions, or we try to do like collaboration days. So in order to keep them engaged, and that they are also important for us. It's always good to keep the engagement, and that is to always be active in your community. The other thing is to always prolong conversations. You have to be very, very good at chatting with people and also not being too much, you know, just having very smart conversations and trying to get, you know, the activity ongoing. Because if you have a community that is dead or just adding members, then it does not create any value for them. And at the end, they will leave. And that is not also valuable for you as an entrepreneur or as a person that has a passion for building communities. You need to keep it going. You need to keep it interested so this becomes your way of life and even a way of income, which is possible too. Another thing is you have to filter. You don't need to add everybody. So you need to understand that some people are interested and then they will leave. So the best idea is to add questions into your community before, so people can, you know, pre-select and they can answer it. You can see a little bit of how your community is going to interact or what kind of background do they have. So you have to be very honest to yourself and not just add because of the numbers. Another thing is, it's you don't share contact without checking the source, you know. Even when you're working with sustainable fashion or sustainable or social entrepreneurship, it's so important with what you share is legit and that you have done your proper research, because that gives you credibility. Another thing is to not make it automatic. You know, so nowadays, I don't know if you have seen Sina in some communities, people are using this schedules, like they schedule message and post. Yeah. I mean, of course, you cannot be 24/7 in your community, but when it becomes too much scheduling, too much like a robot, then people are going to feel that there's not a person behind.
Yeah. So I experience this actually a lot.
Yes.
When I'm on Facebook and when I just think about the Facebook groups I'm part of, it's a lot of very pre-scheduled, like Monday is this, Tuesday is this, and Wednesday is, I don't know, nice.
Exactly. I mean, we try to also keep an order, but... We try to keep an order doing that, but at the same time, we're not being robots. You know, sometimes we say, okay, guys, today we can speak about, you know, what is a slow fashion, or if a member starts a conversation, then we skip the Tuesday promotions. And, you know, because it's so important that they see a personality behind the community. So a big no-no is that if you want to automatize a community, you cannot do it 100%. You need to show always yourself, your personality. And if you have a team, they have to be aligned with that, because your personality can really make or break a relationship. So be sure to come across as approachable, welcoming, and try to make people feel special, because that's the reason they're there. They're willing to share the information, but at the same time, they're there to also have feedback. So they have to have something in common, okay? Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I could say it's so important that your community is well-known, especially in the first year. You're not going to fight to have 10,000 members. You're going to fight for spreading the word about your community. So you need to make it your number one mission that you exist, because otherwise no one's going to join. So marketing strategy is so important here. You need to be in social medias, find out who is doing what, and if there are similar or inspiring communities, you can see a little bit how they're working. So a lot of research, a lot of inspiration. You don't have to copy, because your personality, your passion is unique, but you can get inspired. And then that personality has to be embedded into your community. That is the only way that you will make it unique and that people will really like follow and engage you for a long term.
Yeah, I'm totally on your side. And for me, it's so inspirational to hear this all from you now, but I also had the chance to experience all of your work and how you do and how you act in your community. And I think it's so powerful that you are just you, and you just show all the members your real you. And I think by this, you also created a space where everyone knows it's trustworthy and it's full of respect. And I think this is also very, very important. And I'm also part of, as I just mentioned, of other Facebook communities. And what I experienced there, I mean, not everywhere, but there are examples where respect is not like a core value, where a lot of like negative comments and people just interact not very nicely with each other. And did you ever had any experiences in this direction within your community? How do you handle this? Or how did you manage to create this space of trust and honesty and respect?
Definitely. If you're running a community with more than 1,000 person, you will get the drama. You know that, Sina. And you're dealing with the whole world. Well, the first thing I had to learn, because in the short term, I was thinking at the beginning, oh, let's not put so much rules, you know, these rules, guidelines. I mean, let's make it really, really open and people. But of course, I was very specific. No sales. That was like kind of like the big thing, because no one just wants people throwing promotions and sales. I was encouraging people for a conversation. But yes, of course, I have faced criticism. I have faced some negative comments as well, but not inside the community open-wise, but maybe in private messages. And the best way to deal is with, again, giving back respect, listening to them and understanding why they're becoming from that pace. Because my situation happened, for example, with this member from Switzerland, and I was very respectful, but the issue here was that he started to spread out about us, like talking about how criticizing us. So this can also be a spread by this person, but you know what is going to keep you coherent, and people are going to still trust you, because those people already know who you are in your community. So you always have to show yourself and your profile. So that's why I ask you to engage all the time, so people get to know your work, get to know how your community communicating. So it's so important to not always fall behind screens. And the way we do it is by creating offline events, as you can see, and you have been also part of it yourself, Sina. It's so important that as little as you can with the budget you have, you need to connect, because even if we're in a digital world, face-to-face interaction is unique, is priceless. Yeah. So
we all look for meaningful relationships.
Exactly, offline as well. So what we're doing, especially in the social entrepreneurship world, in the sustainability world, we're trying to combine these two aspects, the digital world to access the global people into one conversation, but we're also trying to co-creation, we're always collaborating, to go and spread our visibility or presence in other parts between Latin America and Europe for now, because that makes you build trust. So this person at the end, they couldn't do anything when he was telling Bunny about us, because people say, hey, we know the founder, we know the team, we know that they are not how you're saying. And I also, with respect, I say, please, you just need to keep it down. And if we ever have any problem with you, let us know how to fix it, because at the end this is not good either for us. But sometimes you even cannot control it. You cannot go to the last step like I did, because at the end we ended up in good terms. But sometimes you just need to omit the drama, try to have your policies very clear, your rules very, very clear. And I think that would be the only way that you're gonna be also open to your community. If you have the rules clear, I don't think everybody is going to go against it. Just sometimes you have to block them. Sometimes you have to ignore them. So, but this is the world. The world is not 100% perfect, and there's not going to be people that are always going to find your message suitable for them, or maybe it's just, you know, trolls. But yeah, it definitely happens when you're building a community, especially when you're building around fashion, whether you want to call it ethical, sustainability. It's a little bit tricky, but my only advice is always be respectful, always try to show your true self and get your team behind you and your loyal members behind you, because they will stood up for you like they did with me with this situation.
I think it's so important that you just share this, because if you think about creating a community, especially as a marketing tool, then you, in the first place, just think about, okay, I need the right strategy, I need to do this and that, but you don't really think about the personal side. I mean, if you start out and you maybe get negative comments or messages, as you just said, or people that just are not nice to you or like talk badly about your project, about your community or whatever, it also affects your personal side. And of course, you need to grow as a person. You have to, do maybe some personal work. And it's also an important part, I think. Yeah, so it's very, very good that you just shared your information about this and your experiences.
Yes, it's always keeping it real. It's nowadays, I think transparency is what will drive businesses, good businesses, to get, you know, to get to the next step. So if we're not transparent, especially when we're communicating about sustainability, diversity, you know, open communication, then it's not worth it. And that goes for every type of business. Transparency is so important. We will learn from the mistakes. We will learn from the negative. We can happen negative stuff, but at the end, it's always a learning outcome. And that will get you even to prevent and to take future action. And now we have created our guidelines. We're going to rebrand the website as well. We're going to update, because we believe that we have done so much amazing things and we haven't been able to put it all out there, because we know we have been doing so much. And that can happen also to many entrepreneurs. I think many people will agree with me. We don't have some time, you know, the time to market ourselves. So we are trying to do that for next year, because it's important that you can see the impact you can create by just building a community, just taking your time and investing to build and to believe in people, in all kinds of people that are doing a positive impact. So for me, it's important to highlight that inclusion together with sustainability. It's going to change the world.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And just another point came to my mind that I think is important to share, because what I also really, really like about your work is the way you handle the situation. If maybe someone else is starting a similar community or something else in your area or your field. And I really, really like that you always reach out to those projects or communities and ask them to collaborate, instead of like thinking, oh, what do they want? And we can't do both same, or that you just think that they want to take away something from you. And this is also, I think, a very, very important thing to keep in mind, to always try to collaborate, because together you can be more powerful and you can achieve a lot more.
Yes, and actually, I have to be honest here. You have to be very confident as well.
Yeah.
Of course, you never become 100% or so confident about everything you do, because, you know, every single step in the entrepreneur life, it's a challenge, it's an opportunity, it's a scary sometimes, but you gotta have the confidence that what you're building with your personality is unique. Whatever everybody else is doing, it has their own, it will have their own tribe. It will have, there is a lot of market and room for us to create. So that is so true. I remember at the beginning, we were very few communities talking about sustainability, slow fashion, and all these kind of things. But I created this space because I was looking to interact and talk to someone. And nowadays, I can tell you, there is a huge amount, even media companies, production, editorial companies, photographers, they are building these awesome tribes and communities. And for me, that they have been indirectly inspired by a slow fashion world is a pleasure. I feel proud. Yeah. So instead of me being like, hey, you know, this is popping, I just feel the best way is, you know, collaboration over competition. Because this is what we need to set up in every single industry. We cannot stab each other in the back. We need to become more serious entrepreneurs, especially in the social entrepreneurship area. We need to come together and find ways to co-create, because doing the same thing, trying to target the same people is not fun, you know? It's better that we create something that complements each other, and that's how I've been doing it. And that is why it has been escalating a little bit faster than maybe it would not have done if I was by myself, or if I was just speaking out some people, you know. So I'm really happy to say that next year we're going to connect to other platforms. One of the biggest examples is at the beginning how the Circular Project, founded by Paloma Garcia, she opened the doors for me. And she's a communication marketing expert. She knows her work. She has a lot of brands involved. And she opened the doors for a slow fashion world. And we created such a powerful outcome with showrooms, exhibitions, talks, that you can see at the end it was a win-win situation for both of us. So this is the way we want to go in every single country that we intend to create awareness. And I really want to say it to your audience, do not be afraid to ask. If you're seeing someone else doing the same as you, you never know, they will be willing to team up with you. And if not, that's okay too, because you have to be always checking around what is going on in your area of interest. Because if you want to build something else, if you want to continue growing, you cannot just stay behind your curtains and do what you got to do. It's both things. Continue creating, continue innovating, but always watch out what is going on out there.
Yeah, I think it's crucial if you want to create a community, to team up, to collaborate, to be open. And yeah, so I think it's essential.
It's so important because at the end, you have your own personality. You have a tribe that follows you because it's the, you know, the content and also the language that you're speaking that resonates to that audience. So even if everybody else is talking about, for example, sustainable fashion, we all do it in a special way. So I would just say, do not fear the competition. All the contrary, that means that more and more people are want to create a positive impact. And especially if they're doing more communities like slow fashion, I will be more than happy to hear. So I encourage everybody to really like spread the word, collaborate, and call me if they want to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. And maybe in the end, it would be great if you can share some actionable steps for all the people that also think about creating a community. How can they start? What could be the first step? And what could they do afterwards? Maybe you have something in mind that you can share with the audience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we can break down into four steps what we've been doing so far with Slow Fashion World, it's the first thing is to identify what is the people looking for. I mean, something behind your passion, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. If you want to create something, you have to identify the need. You know, do I think these people want to hear about this? You have to test it and identify it. So if you're not 100% sure how is the real need of the community, you can ask your friends, you can ask your family, but keep researching because your people is going to be honest about it and you need to spend your time wisely.
Because a lot of people actually skip this step. They don't really research. They just start out without really knowing their target group or what they want to do. So very important.
Yeah, that is so important. And the other thing is, yes, you got to step out of the closet, or you have to be very ready to also, you know, open yourself. Are you ready to share to the world your views, your interests? Because it's easy to start a conversation, but really you have to apply your attitude, your personality. That's what I say also early on. Otherwise, it will be just one more community on Facebook or one more community in Slack or one more Instagram. So it's so important that you structure what you really want and create a story from it. And the best way to start is by you sharing what you did with this passion. For example, for me, it was a long journey because my parents had this philosophy, slow fashion philosophy, for so long. And I didn't even know what was the name of it. But as soon as I found the name of it, everything became so clear to me and it worked, because this is not something that I just found out out of nothing. This is something that I've been living on all my life. And together with my passion and goal to connect, to help people, then it became totally natural. So you need to structure, you need to model what you want. So test it, talk about it, and see how it is. And the best thing is to use your own social media at the beginning and try to spread the word. Will be the next one. The next one is you need to communicate and say, I am building a community about this, about food, about fashion, about travel. And you need to find a differentiator. And the differentiator will be always your story, as I said before. And the step number four, you always have to listen to the feedback. So ask them what they miss, ask what they love. So that's very important. So overall, I would say, Sina, just do it.
Yeah.
Just take action. If you are a brand, if you are an entrepreneur, you know, looking for solutions, you just need to do it and build a group, build something at the beginning that can even have 10 people. Because at the end, it's not about the quantity, but it's about the engagement. It's about the quality of the content. So never be afraid of, or never be stressed about the quantity, or I'm not reaching 500, what I'm going to do. Worry about the impact that your community is doing for your life, for your members, and for your community. You don't always have to think international. It can be local, but it has to follow your values, your passion. And if you want to make it a business, you need to have some structure at the beginning, so you see a little bit like a vision where you're going to. So yeah, that would be basically a little bit of what can I say about the four steps.
Thank you very much. Do you have maybe, I don't know, a book that comes to your mind, a podcast, or maybe another good community out there that people look at to get
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And this is, I think Sina's going to agree with me. I really love Digital Nomad Girls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this community, yes, this community has given me the best people ever. It's founded by Jennifer Latch. She was a chemist worker, a professional. So you can imagine, you can build even, not even it has to be in your area, you know, it has to be out of your passion and out of her passion of travel and working remotely. She built this awesome community that I didn't know there was a life like this before. And I'm actually amazed and I admire you, Sina, in this case, because you're following this. So people can really live a wonderful life and work remotely and connect with each other and travel the whole world. Doesn't that sound like heaven? So I totally recommend everybody that even if they just want to stay at home or work at a certain country, this is a good way to see how a community is built.
Yeah, I will link it in the show notes.
Digital Nomad Girls is one of the things. For podcasts, I recommend Marketing for Changemakers for sure. So I'm really happy that you have invited me and I am one of your first guests in English and looking forward to listening more because I think marketing nowadays, it's so important as a way to communicate to your clients. So don't forget about it. Don't ignore it in your budget, even if you're small, because marketing and communication will help you structure your story and your content. Because nowadays people do not just pay for a product, they pay for a story. Mm. And another one I can say in the sustainability and fashion area is conscious chatter. I really like conscious chatter.
Yeah.
I think her name is Crystal Jenkins and she's really good. She's from the US and I really like that she brings really cool topics around the area. So that will be my top three.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. I will put them all in the show notes. So thank you very much that you were my guest today in this episode. If you have any final words, feel free to share them.
Definitely. I would like to say that nowadays is so important that when you think about creating a business or developing your business to the next step is to consider more about the planet, the people. And I am inviting you, everybody, to check around the Sustainable Development Goals 2030. I'm pretty sure that you will feel very inspired by the stories and how this framework and actions is going to help us to create a better world, not only for the other people, but also for yourself and for your network, because at the end, there is no planet B. We need to take care of our planet in order to continue doing amazing things.
Thank you very much. It was lovely to have you here today. And I hope everyone came to this episode today and all the listeners, you also enjoyed it. You learned a lot. And feel free to check out Marielle's website, Slow Fashion World, and also her community on Facebook. I will link everything in the show notes. And I wish you a lovely day.